Get your pomtinis ready because we have a hot night at the Vanderpump Rules after show. James has officially been replaced. Stassi has purchased her own holiday. And Billie Lee is trans. Did you guys know that? We're breaking it down.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You know it's really weird if I let you meet my mama. You don't want to grow like me, too crazy. You meet is food gazing.
Oh, everyone.
Nice enough.
Yeah. Yes.
Who are you going to call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and wrap it up like a Harley, Harley.
Oh, we had a very lit episode of Vanderpump Rules tonight.
Yeah.
You guys, there was so much that so much that happened.
Perfect girls' night in.
Tuesdays, yes. Perfect girls' night in. Get your pump genies ready. I'm Zach Peter, and I'm so excited to be back to host the Vanderpump Rules After Show with these lovely ladies. Please introduce yourself, girls.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Sarah Sirio.
And I'm Rivette Soro.
We did the same head tilt.
It's like out of habit.
I loved it.
So in sync. Guys, there was so much that happened. James was officially replaced. Tuesday nights have been reassigned, taken away from the guy and given to the ladies. Billie Lee had like a moment this week. Like, there's so much. Like, we have her in our topics. We're going to be chatting about her in tea time because Lala had some words, some choice words from Miss Billie Lee. We're going to be serving the verdict later because we want to know what you guys thought of this week's episode and all the tea that came with it. So get ready. What were your initial thoughts of this week's episode, Rivette?
I was so excited just from the previews last week. I was waiting to see Billie and Katie go at it. I feel like it was just such a random moment and... they brought the heat. They brought the heat. I'm really excited to get into all of it.
I mean, the house was on fire. There was so much heat. Sarah, how are you feeling?
No, I agree with Rivette. I was so excited for that. But then I also wanted to know what the heck. There was like Meltdown City with Britney going ape crazy for, I still don't really know what reason. It just all built up inside of her. But it was just, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
It showed the crazy side of the females.
Yeah, everyone had a moment tonight.
So I loved it. But
some
it
good
showed.
Moments, some rough moments. We had lots of moments. But we opened it up with Billie and Stassi kind of stealing the opening moment. Billie has her brunch.
Yes.
Which is her way of bringing LGBT awareness to West Hollywood. I mean, we're kind of like preaching to the choir. What do you think, Rivette?
You know,
are you going to brunch with Billie anytime soon?
I'm down, actually. I think that'd be a lot of fun. It was interesting, though, because Lisa said, you know, Billie wants to enhance her profile in the LGBT community in West Hollywood. So I don't know if it was more about just Billie personally trying to get like more Instagram followers.
I mean,
I just feel like it was so funny because West Hollywood, that's what you think of. It's already
Mecca.
It's established. That's its profile. That's what WeHo is about. I love it. I'm there for it. That's why everyone goes. So I just thought it was, I think the concept of brunch with Billie, super cute. But like,
I mean, it's honestly the equivalent of like a goldfish in a school of goldfish trying to bring awareness about goldfish in a fishbowl. All in the same fishbowl.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just maybe if you want to go, I just think it's go, you're going to see her, have a nice time, get a picture, maybe, you know, talk out some stories and moments that you need to if you're going through the same thing. I don't know.
Just have a pumpteen or two. But at the same time, you know, I don't think there can be enough conversation surrounding the trans community, and I'm sure, you know, I haven't been through it, but just it's a lot.
Look.
And it's like you can't, it's who are we to say, like, you know, you don't need a brunch to bring awareness to what you're, you know, going
well,
through.
I think I have
I
some
think
say
it would be
in
better
this.
To bring awareness to not the trans people. Those are the people you really need to speak to, so they're like, you know, on board for it.
See, but you can't be, you can't preach to the choir. You can't be in West Hollywood raising awareness where there's literally a rainbow flag on every other block. Like, take it to Minnesota, girl. Go to Michigan. Go to the Midwest.
And
do brunch with Billie there. I mean, it's probably not the best place to do it, but like, that's where we need to be spreading awareness.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds a little dangerous, but I get what you're saying.
No, otherwise, I think she's really just like, you know, trying to give herself her own day.
Yeah.
I mean, she needs to buy it like Stassi did. Stassi bought, literally purchased her own holiday, OOTD, National OOTD Day.
Yep.
I loved it. I didn't know you could buy a holiday.
I didn't know it was a thing.
How does that even happen?
Who do you buy it from? Santa Claus? Like, what is the house Hallmark? Does Hallmark sell holidays? Is Hallmark still around? I thought they like went out of business.
Yeah, Hallmark is still around.
Oh, they're a network. They have like Candace Cameron Bure doing movies.
But I thought that was so cool. I love seeing Stassi's outfits.
I do too.
I'm like, wow, I wish I could pull stuff like that off. So I mean, it's so sweet what Bo does for her too.
Bo is the cutest. Okay, the live chat is lit. Tabitha recommended Trans Thursdays at Sir. I mean, sure.
I thought the brunch with Bill, I think that's a cute tag. I think that's a great name.
It's a cute tag to like be like, mm-hmm. come have brunch with me because I'm on TV. Like, it doesn't need to be an awareness campaign for, I mean, I don't understand what the awareness is. Somebody named BBBBHHJKJK said, Billy needs some self-awareness, not trans awareness. I agree. We're gonna FedEx her a mirror so she can see what is happening. Mm-hmm. Trista Love says, I need that hashtag OOTD sign for my closet. Stassi is doing her thing, and I am here for it. I loved that Bo actually made the little sign that says hashtag OOTD above her mirror. Like, that's a cute, supportive boyfriend.
Yeah, most boyfriends, like Patrick, for example, she said she'd have to, like, sneak her selfies in, her OOTD selfies. And it's just, like, I love seeing her evolve and be with a man that really supports her basic bitch mentality and really is there for it.
Yes. Yeah.
He came out in his overalls and was like, this is my OOTD.
Yes. Love
it. He's the one, for sure. Hands down. I wrote that in my notes.
If he's not the one for Stassi, I'm single. Just want to throw that out there. Lindsay says, with the way Billy is acting on the show, she's not doing the trans community any good. Not a good representative. Okay, that'll be a serve the verdict later, so you guys can weigh in the live chat right now. What did you think about Billy Lee and her whole trans crusade this episode? I mean, it was a lot. We'll get to it in a bit. But I'm here for Stassi's OOTD. I thought it was cute. I thought it was fun. I loved that all the girls, even like Sheena, came out to support her.
You know, Sheena made me happy this episode. She was like not like wading in the water to see what was going to happen. She like stuck to the ground.
She dove right in.
Yeah, she was a little selfish. But she was like, you know, supportive. Mm-hmm. Happy there. It just makes Stassi seem so happy, and it's just something like lighthearted and fun. I feel like everyone should aspire to do something like that in their life.
Absolutely.
Because why not?
Yeah, and I love, like, not only Sheena, all the girls, like, none of them were really catty about it or anything. Like, they were all so supportive. And, like, yeah, Stassi probably felt, like, really good. Like, her boyfriend's there for her, her girlfriends, like, Lisa let her, you know, have it. They were at Sir, right?
Really? I think so.
No, they were at Pump.
Oh, they were at Pump.
They were at Pump.
Yeah, so it was just so nice. Everyone was so supportive.
They do all look so similar. It's funny. Yeah. I'm not really here for Brittany's little meltdown. Like, I didn't understand, like, what that was.
Really?
Well, I have a theory, but I want to hear what you guys think.
Do it.
Go, Rebecca. Go.
Yeah, you
yeah,
go,
so, okay. I get it because everyone is against, not against her relationship, but everyone's always questioning it. Yeah. Like, are you and Jax okay? Is he's changed, right? Like, he's not going to cheat on you anymore, right? And it's just like hearing it and constantly having to defend your relationship, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
I've been there before. It's not fun. So I totally get her meltdown, especially Brittany. Like, she's so nice to everybody. She never wants to really cause any drama, but at one point you bottle it in for so long and it's just like, boom, she exploded.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree. I'm going to call out Katie because I do feel like she pushed it like a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why she had the moment. Like, it was all little things that she could have probably controlled. But it was Katie like bringing it up again. And like, I forget what comment she said, but I was like, ooh, you probably shouldn't have said it. It was a little unnecessary. And like you were saying, it's like they have to prove themselves. If they were her best friends, they should be like, you know what? This is it. And hey, if they do mess up, they do. But that's not their problem. Like, they just need to be like there for them.
Yeah, I think this was her overanalyzing the situation and realizing that they were filming the show. I think she went through so much last season where her relationship was under such a microscope and it made it look like... And look, when you're filming a show and there are a million cast members, like, you only get 2 minutes to really share your side of the story, and it's going to be cut down and edited to whatever makes sense for viewers to understand in the 45-minute episode that you're watching, and overall the narrative that they're trying to paint of your life throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And I think last season her relationship was so scrutinized that she saw that the girls kind of talking about it was creating a storyline that could have eventually been blown up into something else, and she was like, I'm not gonna do that again, because she even like walked away from the cameras and like took her mic off and like really didn't want to be any part of that. And I think, you know, it was a little crappy of that being her friends to continue to bring that up on camera. Like, if they really cared, they could have been, like, off camera. Like, we're just really concerned about you, and instead of trying to make this into something bigger for the actual show.
Very true. I agree. Mm-hmm. And, like, Ariana and Katie had their little moment where they were like, if they think, you know, the next 12 months is going to be about their wedding, like, that's not what a good friend is supposed to do. You know what I mean? Like, I know 12 months for now, like, sounds... like a long time, but in the grand scheme of things, when you're planning a wedding or planning any sort of big event, like, you want your friends to be happy for you. And yes, the world doesn't revolve around that event, but you don't want to hear side comments like that, like, oh, it's not going to be all about them. Like,
like, he's just going through a phase. He's just this Jax for probably a few more months, and then we'll see.
I mean, it is a valid question to ask, though.
No, it's like, a valid question, but I feel like they already asked it.
Yeah.
So at that point, just like, drop it. And hey, like I said, if he messes up, he does. But don't be like, I told you so. Just be like, you've done it before, so you just keep on living your life, guys.
Regardless, we're your friends. We're going to be here, whether or not that happens.
Yep.
And they really rallied around her last season and were supportive of her. And I think it's still there. That support system is still there for her. But I understand them being a little skeptical of Jax. But at some point, you need to give somebody their own kind of, you know, rope to hang themselves. You know, you need to let him kind of prove he's either not going to, you know, he's going to sink or swim at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with Jax and Brittany. What do you guys think? Are they going to last? Are they actually going to get married? Are they going to Kentucky anytime soon?
To live?
I don't know. Maybe.
For the beer cheese company.
For the beer cheese company. They're going to open up a beer cheese
they
farm.
They have to see how well it does with there. With some pigs. Too. Hey, I'm still waiting to see it at the farmer's market.
Ooh, BBBBHHHJKJK.
I love this name.
Brittany is high on a diamond ring and beer cheese, and she can't see how Jax is the same person as before. Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. I think I'm leaning to not agreeing as well. You see, like, I know everyone always is like, you know, you see things on TV. It's probably not in real life. But I'm not going to judge Jax like I've judged him before. I think you see moments and he has changed or just learned how to react differently than he has.
Yeah.
Sure, he doesn't, like, react perfectly still, but he does things differently. So I'll give him that.
I mean, this whole episode was about him defending Brittany. Even last episode, you see how he barged into Katie's apartment. Like, what's going on with Brittany? Like, he was so concerned, and he just felt helpless. I feel like he's a changed man. I feel like they are going to last.
Yeah, and there is genuine love between Jax and Brittany. Like, they genuinely love each other the same way we genuinely love reality TV and shows like Vanderpump Rules here at AfterBuzz TV. Don't we love them, Ravette?
We love them so much. Yes, and let me tell you how much we love them before we move on to our next topic. We wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Mm-hmm. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Tell all your friends, your family, your coworkers, your
tweet
pets.
Tweet it. Yeah. Leave us some reviews and comments. Nice comments. We like nice and, you know, the shady ones too.
Controversial
ones. We love all comments, all the engagement.
Whatever you want to say?
Share that Pump Rules love with us, you guys. Join the combo. We love ya. And James still pretends to love Raquel. It's funny. Every week, the live chat is always like, there's no Raquel this week. So
they just want you to like them, Zach.
I mean, I no comment. So we see this like storyline of Lala wanting to forgive James and James, you know, people defending him like Billy, you know, saying that he's growing, he's becoming a better person. Even Ariana was kind of defending him a little bit. But like this week I saw old James come back when his See You Next Tuesday nights were officially replaced with Girls Night In, which Katie was now doing. And Katie was part of, she was kind of the catalyst that ended up getting him fired from Sir. Mm-hmm. I didn't like how his response was like, just so douchey and like just like upset that his date got given away when like he earned the loss of his See You Next Tuesday night.
Right. I mean, it's a Tuesday night. And it's a restaurant, and he's over here saying, Katie took my See You Next Tuesdays. Do you want them to close down the restaurant because like, you're not DJing anymore? They're going to hold another event.
I loved that he was like, yeah, of course people are going to show up to Girls Night In because they would show up every Tuesday night to see me. They're there to see me. They're not there to see you. They're there for Vanderpump Rules. They're there for the show and like what they watch on TV. You just happen to be one of those seat fillers for right now. Like this is 15 minutes, James. Like when you're off the cast, like people aren't, you're going to be doing like, you know, bar mitzvahs when you're 40, like DJing over there. Like, let's be real. Sarah, how are you feeling about
like,
James?
Sure, Tuesdays got pumping and known about from that, absolutely. But like I was saying, the flyers don't say see you next Tuesday. The flyers say girls night in. So they're not going there thinking like, you know what? This is still James's night. It's not. It's the girls night and they need to realize that. And I think they did. It did so well.
They're going for Lala's tits.
Yeah, Lala.
She would agree.
But like, what a much more dynamic event. Like James did the DJ and like cute, but like you have the girls behind the bar. You have Katie pouring shots on everybody standing on the bar. Like with all of the girls there,
and
like it's
going to
be so much more of an event. Yeah. And you have a DJ. Like nobody cares about the DJ.
Is there. But for an event, like, you're doing, there's other things for you as well. The glitter was super cute. You could dress up.
Yes, it's a themed night. Photos. People are going to come in robes and everything. It was,
and we're not being sexist here. There were guys there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm just throwing that out there. Two. I mean, no one really acknowledged that either, that they're like, oh, guys can't come. I'm just saying.
It was an all-open, all-inclusive event.
It was.
All-inclusive. Serio's right. It was totally all-inclusive. Let's see. You guys, oh my God, you have so many thoughts about tonight. Trista Love says, Lala is some trash to stand up for James. What was that last scene last week showing off her car? I think she was just trying to be like she was trying to extend the olive branch to James, considering that they were really close.
I agree. It's probably hard for them to let go of. And let's not be judging people on how their life is now just because it wasn't that way before. You know, she's doing what she's doing. But I'm not going to lie. I saw, like, what people mean when they say that girls are so persuasive. When Katie and Kristen were talking to Lala to tell her, like, hey, you probably shouldn't go see James.
Yeah.
That made me, like, giggle inside because I'm like, wow, you know, she was all for it, which is fine. And then you have K-Squared come at her and be like, you know what? I think that he's playing you. And she's like... Yeah, you're right.
Right away. Did you feel that?
I was like, that's kind of funny.
I feel like we've all been in that sort of situation, especially in a group of friends where, like, you sort of get sucked into, like, whatever they're thinking. Yeah. And James wasn't wrong when he sort of made that comment. Like, they're all just a bunch of girls, like, following each other. Like, I kind of agreed with him because I've been in situations like those before. You walk out like, wait, did everything, my whole perspective just change? And that literally happened to Lala.
I mean... I think her intentions were good, but I think the girls were right by saying that, like, he hasn't changed. He's a lost cause.
No, I'm sure he knew his song would do better if Lala was on it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that that was probably a business move.
No, absolutely. But it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't a genuine, like,
he does friend. Need to lose her completely to realize, like, what, like, where to go. Because mm-hmm. I do feel like he still has a something with her still, like...
That sounds sexual.
So I decided to stop saying
I didn't even think sexual because you're like rubbing around your stomach. I'm like, that looks like indigestion.
I was going to say there's still something like inside of him that like makes him
like really into her.
She makes him weak.
It's a little awkward, like more awkward than Sheena's fake orgasm tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Which was just so like bizarre. Like, I feel like we needed a filler scene, and we needed to add in Sheena, and we just, like, threw in that random scene.
I was good with Lala, but I didn't need another one.
Yeah.
It was so hard watching Sheena do that. With Lala, it wasn't hard,
because like, there was no man.
I had to, like, look down. It was so uncomfortable for me.
We did not look at the screen.
I think we were all just like, oh...
No, wow. Yeah, it was a very awkward. Yeah, we like all looked away from the screen it was happening, because it also like went on like 2 seconds too long. Mm-hmm.
I'm like looking around, like, does anyone see this right now?
What acting coach has you do that in your first class? I mean, it's an icebreaker. It's something. It's something, and it's a lot. And the same way Billie Lee was a lot tonight. And I'm just going to say, you can see it on the board right there. I wrote Billie Lee equals thirsty. Ooh. And we're going to get into it more later when we dip into tea time in a few minutes, because Lala actually has responded to this week's episode and her little confrontation with Billie Lee. But what do you guys think? Yes. Get ready for it.
What do you guys
think of Billie Lee reacting so... so extravagantly to this girls' night in that Katie had planned, Rivette?
I think it's ridiculous, first of all. She kept saying repeatedly, first of all, she kept saying, I wasn't invited to a girls' night in. I've always been excluded my whole life. And I understand that you've been excluded and that must hurt. Like, I can only imagine. But... she was invited. She just, you know, if I'm throwing something, I'm going to get my closest girlfriends to help me plan it. Yeah. And like Lisa even said to Billy, you know, they've been friends for years. She just got her girls to plan it. You weren't not invited. You're here. Yeah. Like, nobody's making it a trans thing. Nobody's ever even insinuated that, you know, she can't come because she's trans. Like, even saying that out loud is just crazy. And the fact that she took it there, it's just ridiculous to me.
Well, and it's funny, though, that at the top of the episode, we saw brunch with Billie, and we saw that Kristen and Katie showed up to the event, mm-hmm. and she was upset that they showed up to her brunch with Billie.
Right.
But yet, you know, I just thought it was, like, did Lisa Vanderpump receive a formal invite to Girls' Night In? Like, did all of the female servers at Sir receive invites, and were they all tagged in the actual flyer? Like... it was just such
a
stretch.
Sense of entitlement.
It was a far stretch, Sarah.
I just think she's hypocritical because she promotes love and understanding of one another, yet she's not understanding or wanting to understand Katie or even Kristen, like you said, with the brunch, mm-hmm. being negative from the get-go. She's about positivity, but like there was nothing there that was positive at all. Like, thank you guys so much for coming. She was like, this is just random. Like, yeah. Why would you lead with that? That makes it super uncomfortable. And then it has nothing to do with if you're blue or gray. Like, it has nothing to do with any of that. They have personal issues that they need to work on. Yeah. And I wouldn't even want to invite someone that I didn't feel comfortable around.
Yeah.
Not exactly. For any other reason, just that we don't vibe.
And
that's
she wasn't not invited, or she wasn't invited and then disinvited. Like, mm-hmm. she was just... like,
not part of the planning.
Not part of the plan. Like, she was gonna be there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like she showed up at the door for her shift at Sir, and they're like, no, you're not invited to this event. Then, okay, fine. Like, right. Then you can have a little moment. But, like, this just seemed like such a far stretch for drama for mm-hmm. Billie.
I can see how it brought up old feelings for her. Absolutely, mm-hmm. just by not being included, 100%. That's how she should have led, though. She shouldn't have led straight with, like, the obvious, because That's not, it's like, that's not what they see. That's not what we see when mm-hmm. we look at her.
Like, look, I have the utmost respect and sympathy for Billie Lee. She's been here. We've chatted with her. She's been on my podcast. Like, utmost respect for her and her struggle. Like, I can't even compare. I can't even begin to understand how difficult that is for her to go through such a big transition and then to be on a public platform like Vanderpump Rules where you're on national television. But at the same time, like, you're also a representative of the LGBT community of trans people. For you to exploit it in such a way, like when you throw out a card like, oh, this is a, you know, you're making it into a trans thing, like it then cheapens the argument for people that are genuinely discriminatory mm-hmm. against trans people. Yeah. And that does not set a good example or a good role model for somebody that's trying to represent a community that's hosting brunch to save the trans people in West Hollywood. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I sympathize for what she's been through. Mm-hmm. I sympathize for her struggle, yeah. but I think it was such a far stretch for what she was trying to do here.
Her feelings were just hurt, and I think that was the easiest thing to pinpoint it mm-hmm. without her actually talking to Katie to maybe work some.
But I don't even believe that her feelings were hurt. I think she saw this as an opportunity to gain some attention.
Yeah, like it was just, mm-hmm. it's very disappointing what she said at the end about, you know, Katie can put down the burger. I can't stop being a transgender woman. Or she said something along those yeah. lines. And it's just so disappointing. Like, you've been holding that in your back pocket to, like, bring it out. Like, oh, it's because I'm trans.
It
like,
was Aviva with the leg.
If somebody yeah. accuses you of being transphobic, like, that's a huge thing. Like,
no, yes.
just to, like, pull out of thin air, it was really disappointing to see.
Yeah, it was Aviva Drescher on Real Housewives of New York with her leg ready to throw it out there. Like, the most obvious, worst way to steal the attention. But I died, you guys. Clarence.
Stop.
Clarence said.
Oh, my God.
Billy dislocated her shoulder with that reach.
Oh! Yeah. Right?
Guys.
Yeah, I mean.
Guys.
It just.
And can we talk about Billy's, like, comments to Lisa about how, you know, she can't not be trans, but Katie can stop eating so that she's not fat?
Totally, like, right. Did you see Lisa's face? She was like, how are you making this a comparison?
Her Botox unfreezed for that one.
There's no comparison because, like, there's just not. I can't even explain.
And she was, like, mean by, like, calling, like, actually using the word fat and, yep. like, saying you can put the fork down. Like,
mm-hmm. Katie's happy. She's mm-hmm. beautiful with who she is. You're happy and you're beautiful with who you are.
Yeah.
There's no, like, there's just.
Katie doesn't pull out the weight card out of thin air. She yeah. does it when she gets attacked.
She responds to
it. Nobody attacked Billy about being transgender.
You guys are killing me in the live chats.
What?
Lindsay, oh, she retracted her comment. But Lindsay made a comment. Sorry, I'm putting on blast. She made a comment about Raquel not being invited. And so does that mean they're being, like, you know, dumb phobic since she's always talking about how she's not dumb? And we heard her whole story about how, like, she didn't get to go to the ice cream party in, you know, Listen. Middle school.
Oh, man.
Raquel probably wasn't invited,
you guys have
so there
much
we go.
Shade tonight, I love it. All of the tea is being spilled. So I guess why don't we make this our first serve the verdict moment of the night? Is Billie Lee versus everybody? Basically, are we Team Billie? Do we think that there's a little sympathy to give her, or do we think she was just totally in the wrong? And why? We'll start with you, Rebette.
I think Billie is totally in the wrong because nobody was against her for being a transgender woman, and she just sort of pulled that out of thin air, and I don't think it was called for.
I agree. Sarah?
I agree because I already think that we've sympathized with her mm-hmm. last season. Mm-hmm. So we're already on your team. You know? We're there with you, girl.
Like, Billie doesn't even like them.
I know. Like, that's the whole point. Girl, just acknowledge you don't like them. Mm-hmm. Put that positivity away because you threw it out the window by attacking someone else.
And defending James. And, like, she's made lots of questionable decisions yeah. this season.
You guys just don't like each other. That's fine. Leave it there.
Billie lost 1,000,000 to 1.
Well, that's a lot.
Billie needed to pull a Lala and pulled a Sheena. Because Sheena doesn't make the best decisions.
True.
Billy's pulling out the trans card was annoying. This is Bill, the other Billy, Billy Branch. Mm-hmm. Billy's pulling out the trans card was annoying. Why do we all have to pull cards? Seems like Billy is trying really hard to be offended.
Thank I think you. It was her Everyone trying to stir up drama. Everyone in the world drama. Needs to stop pulling yeah. cards.
Yeah, I mean, not it's, everything is about so that. Like, mm-hmm. it's very easy to be upset about something and then to attribute it to, like, a physical attribution. Like, for mm-hmm. me to say, oh, you're discriminating against me because I'm blonde. You think I'm dumb because I'm blonde. It's like when, you know, it's just such a far, like, it's a cheap shot to, like, accuse somebody of using your appearance against you. Mm-hmm. Or in this case, you know, being trans. Like, it's just... Again, it cheapens the argument and it, you know, water, it dilutes it for people that really are struggling.
So it's like you fought so hard for this. Don't.
I think she fought so hard for it that she wanted to keep it so badly. And this is why she's exaggerated and drawn it out so far. You guys ready to get your glasses?
Clinkin'?
Clinkin'.
Yes.
It's tea time. We're going to be spilling all the Vanderpump Rules gossip, everything going on in Bravoland with these servers. Okay, first up. So, tailing off of last week's episode, we have Kristen Doty.
All right.
And she has come out and accused Jacqueline, James' mom, of stealing from her, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
What?
She's accusing her, yeah, of being a thief. Apparently, this is when James and Kristen were actually dating. So, according to Kristen, the story, and this was on the Good Tea, okay. the Good Tea Time. According to Kristen, the story was that the family had first moved to America when they were living in Maine with Jacqueline. And Jacqueline was claiming to be, I guess, her sister. So Kristen started to see all of these charges on her credit card. And so when she called in to see, like, where these charges were coming from, we're talking about, like, Botox and, like cosmetic charges that were appearing on Kristen's credit card that Kristen did not do. So she called them and they're like, oh, you booked this under this card, and it's for your sister Jacqueline, who's James' mom. So she was calling, she was booking, she was using Kristen's credit card to get plastic surgery or to get little cosmetic alterations on Kristen's dime, and then claiming that, you know, Kristen had authorized this and she was her sister, because obviously wow. they look alike.
Obviously.
Twins.
Wow.
I cannot believe that. I mean, I don't know. I don't trust James's mom or Kristen.
Jackie initially denied it before finally admitting it, and James paid back Kristen in installments over 6 months.
No!
It was a $400 purchase. Yeah. And then Kristen also accused her of robbing a bank, but I feel like that might be a little
That's
bit of a far-fetch.
That's too much Bonnie and Clyde stuff.
Calm down, Billy Lee.
I cannot believe that she actually did that. I was really 50-50. I didn't know we had a verdict.
Yeah, James wow. apparently paid her back for it. I mean, and we thought Kristen was the crazy one. I mean, I guess.
I mean, judging from that letter we saw James's mother write last week, I'm not that surprised.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Okay, next one. So Lala has now responded to everything that has played out last week, this week, and what we'll see in next week's episode.
Okay.
So Lala is calling out Billy Lee because she is not happy that Billy is apparently trying to use her for airtime. So Lala said, Billy is just a very strange person. She told this to the Daily Dish podcast. I think she likes to stir the pot. I think she's looking for her 5 minutes, and I gave her that, so she's welcome.
Can we just talk about how amazing Lala looked in that picture? That's all I was staring at.
Lala did look really good at the People's Choice Awards.
That where's the lie? Dress.
Yeah, sorry. I just had to give a little shout out there.
I think it's true. Amazing. So Lala continued. She said, I say what's up to her. I tell her she looks chic because she does. And I always speak the truth. Even if I don't care for you and you look good, I'll tell you you look good. But yeah, I don't have much to say about her. I think she's an extra on our show and she shows up and does a great job as such. Boom.
I mean, she said it. I don't think she's wrong.
I don't think she's wrong either.
If she added to the show, which I felt like she did last season, then yeah,
she would be a full-time
be more
cast
than
member.
Welcomed mm-hmm. again.
Yeah,
but I don't think she's doing anything positive, which is mm-hmm. again what she's about. To yeah. add any sort of anything
for her to defend James and for her to constantly call out Kristen, like you need to.
You're
like,
just
have
going
some
down that
self-awareness.
Path.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I'm not. I'm not here for
She's doing the most.
She
wants to come back next season.
I'm not here for it.
She wants that airtime, and that's what it is.
But you can't do it by, like, alienating the audience and, like, having them all hate you, because then they're not going to want you back, and then, you
know, it's not genuine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not genuine, and I think they see that. But then again, like, Sheena continues to make it on the show every season.
And she's the least genuine.
Speaking of Sheena, so Lala also spoke out about Sheena, and because apparently they've had such a tumultuous up and down relationship, mm-hmm. and they're friends and they're not friends. And she basically said that, you know, her and Sheena have their moments that are hot and cold. They're, you know, always going to be friends at the end of the day.
Oh, I wouldn't. See anything different.
Oh, I thought you said I wouldn't be friends with her.
No. I mean, I wouldn't see anything differently. They seem like they're nice to each other.
I mean, yeah, they're fine. Yeah, but Sheena's recovering a little right now. She just got her eggs frozen. Mm-hmm. And she, of course, naturally in Sheena fashion, had to actually post a photo of her in the hospital. Yeah. Looking just the most, like, sickly to, like, get the most attention in this Instagram post. I mean, at some point, you just gotta, like, embrace her, you mm-hmm. know? Like, you embrace Lisa Vanderpump because her face is just, like, frozen in plastic. And she looks great, but you're just like, you know, I'm gonna love you for who you are, you know? And you just have to love Sheena for her thirsty posts. Are you guys a fan of Sheena Shea or Sheena Marie?
I like that she shared this because I do know a lot of women sort of struggle with, you know...
Yeah.
Freezing their eggs and, you know, not... I know in her caption she said, you know, if you... can afford it, I highly recommend it. And I sort of like that she shined a light on that, because I feel like Sheena, we always see her trying to be on and trying to be, you know,
yeah,
cool and fun and pretty and, like, date all the guys. And I liked seeing this side of her.
Do you think, Sarah, do you think that she will actually have a baby with a guy, or do you think she's going to end up being a single parent, you know, finding a donor for one of these eggs?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that she would be really well as a single parent.
I think she could do it.
I think she could do it too. I think that would be nice to see, because she would be super strong and come out of that comfort zone. Like, she would learn things about herself, I feel like, because I think she would lean too much on the guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
But either one's fine. What do you?
I think that she... I mean, I actually hope she finds a man and, like, finds...
I mean, yes,
I want her to find whatever she's looking for that's going to make her happy, so that she stops trying to seek out this validation that she's so desperate for. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we all deserve that, whether you're Sheena Shea or Billie Lee, or she's not Sheena Shea anymore. She's Sheena Marie again.
I think she's
legally divorced now, right? Like, it actually, yeah. It went through last year. So she's back to being Sheena Marie, because I know Lala mentioned that on the show. She said Sheena Marie instead of Sheena Shea. Mm-hmm. But some of the gossip columns in RT Time kept referring to her as Sheena Shea.
I mean, it goes well. It works.
It sounds good.
Sheena Shanann again.
Like Kris Jenner.
Like Kris Jenner, yeah. You just have to stick it out.
Mm-hmm. Gotta stick it out, regardless of anything that's happened to you.
I mean, I think Kris could go back to Kardashian.
Yeah, I think she could.
That's more of a side note. But then even that's kind of weird, because that was, like, her ex that she...
Yeah, they were divorced.
Cheated on.
They were, like, really topics. Divorced.
Different show, guys. Different show. What about Pumptini? Let's crown who we thought stole the show this week. Rivette, who gets your Pumptini of the week?
Okay, I don't think he stole the show, but I really loved him in this episode, and it's going to Jax, because he just wanted to defend his woman, and he didn't go about it the best way, but it's the best way that he could. And I just think he was really there for Brittany. He was really trying to be there and be that supportive fiance.
I agree. I think it's a good one.
I am going to give it to... Wow, this is a hard one. I don't know who I want to give it to.
Give it to Billy. She needs a drink.
All right. I'm going to give it to Stassi. I was going to say all the girls, and then I was like, no, Sarah, you need to decide on one. Stassi, because, I mean, like I've said before, I think she's come a very long way.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see her throw an event for her holiday, and it was something that it made everyone happy and made everyone feel good about themselves. It wasn't just, like, kind of focused on her. It just included the world. And I liked that.
Yeah, I like that too. I agree with both of your pumptinis, and I think if I were like at happy hour and a few bucks short, my pumptini would go to either of those two. But since my tab is full, I'm gonna give my pumptini to Bo. Because he actually supported his girlfriend, made her feel safe, and actually put hashtag OOTD above her mirror, like a good handyman Bo should do. So he's going to get my pumptini tonight. Let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
Because we saw a lot coming from next week's episode.
Oh, yeah, we did. I forgot.
Predictions. Okay. What do we think is going to happen next week, Sarah Serio?
Well, I'm super excited to finally see Billy storm down.
You're not better than me, Lala.
The hallway and have that moment. Because I want to just know what was said, what words were actually spoken to one another. And I'm also interested, I hope they talk about it, to really see how well the girls' night in did. Like if it's if it's going to seriously continue, or if it was just like we need to do this to like show James on TV, like we're better than him.
I don't think it's gonna last.
That's what I want to know. I just want to know
that it doesn't last, but I want to know why.
Yeah, I want to see how that all,
whether it was poor sales or whether it was. I don't know, like they decided they didn't want to.
Well, Katie didn't really seem like she wanted to keep doing it. Yeah. When Lisa offered that, like, are you going to do this every week? She's like, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of pressure, yeah. Because it's not like you're just doing a DJ set, like you're organizing a whole
It just
night.
Seemed like they wanted a moment to be like, we can bring in the same, if not more people than James Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Rivette, what are you most excited to see about next week?
I'm excited to hear about whatever happened in the backseat with Ariana and Lala.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if anything actually happened. I feel like Lala says a lot of things and they, something may have, I just don't know, but I'm really excited to see. And I'm curious to see, Sandoval get chewed out by Ariana because she did not look happy.
These boys have such loose lips.
Yeah,
no.
Jax did it to Britney.
They're
a
worse than the girls.
Ago.
Worse than their own girlfriends. It's so funny. They love the gossip. They're like old 40-year-old women.
Exactly, but it's funny because it's also like cute that like they're gossiping amongst each other about their girls, and then their girls are always getting pissed off that they're like spilling the tea on them. It's so funny. I guess we also kind of get to see Tom like coming to fruition a little more. I feel like we get a little bit of it every week. I know Ariana recently was tweeting that she wasn't happy about the Tom's portrayal on this season because she thinks that they look a little dumb when and she feels like it's a little set up by producers.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lisa says things like, oh, it's kind of like having your kids like wait outside the kitchen for the big surprise. So she kind of puts them down a little bit in that way.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if we'll get to see them more in, like, a boss mode. It's, like, actually, or if the storyline that they're building is going to make them look like more of, like, businessmen, like, turning them from boys to men. Or if we're going to continue this, like, boys to men, that's a band. or if we're going to continue to have them play, like, the dumb Tom-Toms, like, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Because I think that storyline's going to get old very fast.
They're just so lovable, though.
They're adorable.
I mean, they're just that.
You can't not like them.
You're going to be like, that was clever.
I love Schwartzy more than I love Sandoval.
Can we talk about those moo moos really fast? Who doesn't want a moo moo? I'm going to get us all one. It looks like a Florida vacation waiting to happen.
A Florida vacation waiting to happen. That doesn't sound like my ideal trip, but I mean, at one point, Jax was willing to go there, so who knows? Maybe Florida's the new happening spot. Thank you guys for joining us on the Vanderpump Rules After Show. I'm Zach Peter, and I'm so excited to break down Vanderpump Rules with you guys every single week. You can keep up with me at Just Plain Zach on all social media platforms. Sarah Serio, where can they find you?
And you can check me out at Serio. Just swing on by.
Rivette.
I am at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms, and I can't wait for next week, guys.
I can't wait for it either. All right, bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.